In the city on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air, on Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best thing in the city, a Tuesday edition of it. And as you know it, we have conversations, right? Okay, today's conversation goes as follows. Are you one of those people that has a village of people, a circle of friends, family, colleagues, or a blend of, that you can talk to about anything, but you choose not to, especially when you're faced with problems? We are continuing with the alone theme. Yesterday it was like alone again. Today, again, another layer to being alone. My problems are mine. Alone. You are that person, right? It frustrates the living daylights out of your people, friends, colleagues, and family. And my question is, why do you do this? Why do you stonewall when you're going through something? Busi says, I don't want to be defined by that problem. It is normal to shut down when you have problems and decide to like face those stressful situations by yourself. There are people who completely just do that. They're not even aware. They hear from others that, but you are there for us. You are that person? Why do you do it?
Nah, mine is a different story because everyone, especially in the family and friends, everyone, and then if there's any way I could help, well, definitely I'm helping. But when coming to my side, I'm on my own. I can call everyone. And then everyone won't be available for me. But I'm always, always, always available for everybody. So I understand this thing. I'm there for everyone, but no one is there for me.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why you stonewall when you have problems. 1, because you fear judgment. Sometimes people completely shut down because of that fear of judgment. They know that they can reach out to friends and family and even colleagues, but the thought of being judged pushes them away. Hence, they shut down and not communicate what they're stressed about. 2, why you stonewall is because you avoid second guessing yourself. Often we know what needs to be done. Yes, we might ponder with questions in our heads, but ultimately we know what the answer is. So you keep it to yourself because should you tell your loved ones or those around you, they might give you advice, right? And that may just likely push you to second guess yourself. And no one wants that. And I always say, once somebody has given you advice, chances are they're going to be your crutch. You're going to go back to them again and you're going to keep second guessing yourself. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on why you stonewall when you have problems. You don't want to hear, I told you so. No one wants to hear those words, no matter how truthful they are. So you have to avoid these words. You'd rather go through your problems alone, find solutions to them all by yourself. Why? How many people look like, I told you so.
You know, when you are the person that when people have issues, they run to, it feels like now when you go back to them, you're weak. So when you keep those problems to yourself, you still keep the strength that you always portray. Not that you're pretending to people, but it feels better when you keep to yourself and you regain your strength so that abanye abantu, when they come to you, they find you ugcwele, if you understand what I'm saying. So for me, that's that. I can't go out and seek help. You know, I deal with it in my own way.
Ngendlela yami. Do you stonewall? Do you hibernate when you are going through something? Or do you share?
Yeah. It depends. How deep is the deep? Why is Mercy avoiding this and looking at me like she doesn't always start this? But yeah, for me, it depends how deep it is, you know?
You should say, hello.
Yeah. Because you know you always start off with Nos. And then it's me. Then she's just looking at me like, yeah.
She folded her arms and stared at me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the one who's in trouble or JJ.
I thought you were staring at JJ. This is very confusing to me because I saw your eyes follow her eyes. So I thought.
No, my eyes are ambidextrous. JJ.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
It depends on. No, actually, it doesn't depend. I really do. I talk a lot.
Yeah.
When something is bothering me, you
know?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I thought so. I think that's why you are the happiest person in this building.
Really?
You think so?
Because
think so.
Mac just said the same thing.
I think so. I think JJ is the bubbliest person in this building.
Wow. Thank you. Now I feel like
wow.
Okay. I'm just a cloud of thunder.
Can I just say something? I bumped into a programs manager now.
You're the silver lining. Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Nice save, Uncle T. Let me tell you this, Uncle T. In the kitchen, I bump into our programs manager, Mac, and he says the same thing to me. He's like, are you putting on a facade? Or is this genuinely you always like
24/7, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
I can attest to that. I mean, I've worked with you for long enough to say you're always this.
Yeah, I guess because I talk anyways. Yeah, it helps to talk. Yeah, it does help to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, moving to the silver lining. Okay. Jeez.
Okay.
You know what? I would love to offload. I feel like I would love to be open.
Yeah.
But from my experience of being open with people, I've learned that actually, I feel like for me, people were not listening. And so I felt like I was not really getting anywhere. I was not getting the support I needed. Mm. You know when people, sometimes you want people to take in what you're saying, but then also offer up a solution, whether it be a good one or a bad one.
Yeah.
Just to offer up so that it kind of gives the sense that
you're a sounding board.
Yes, you're engaging with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, if you give me nothing, it clearly what I have to say or what I have to offload to you.
There's no way you'll come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stonewall. I'm going to, going forward, I'm going to keep it to myself. My problems are mine. I'm going to deal with it.
But where do you go? Do you go to colleagues? Do you go to a friend? Do you go to family?
I started with friends. And then I realized with friends, you know, sometimes it's not a good idea to go there.
Yeah.
And then I moved on to family. And that's where I got the response, the kind of, I wasn't getting the right responses that I wanted, or sort of an engagement of like, don't worry, we support you, we love you, type of thing. And I don't know if it's because it's an older
generation
thing or a firstborn thing. They always expect you to know the answers to your own problem, also type of thing.
It's part of your incubation.
So I felt like when it got there, because family is supposedly the closest people to you.
That's right.
If they're not going to give me the support I need, then clearly, you know what, I'm in this alone. So whatever mistakes I make, please, comments afterwards.
That's right.
Actually, don't comment.
Don't even
comment.
It's my life.
Yeah.
My problems are mine alone.
Thank you.
You too, Uncle T.
I have learned to keep it home.
Mm-hmm.
And and the first person to see it, obviously, is my wife.
Yes.
It's like, ooh, mm-hmm. something is brewing upstairs.
Brewing.
And she has learned to give me that space.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Because she knows the minute I get out of there, it doesn't even take me 2 days. The minute I get out of there, she's the first sounding board.
Mm.
So this is what I'm thinking. This is what's happening. And I think this is the solution.
Mm. What a strong foundation.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. So I must mull over it first.
Mm-hmm.
Dissect it.
Mm-hmm.
Then. Yeah.
Get the sounding board.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And obviously, yes, you get burnt by sharing some of the things with people.
Mm.
And then that's the reason why you'll shy away from them.
Yeah.
One of the biggest reasons people don't share and they keep their problems to be their own and own alone is purely because of that. They don't want to be a conversation later in their absence.
Yeah. Or confused for that matter.
Yeah.
Because people speak when sometimes you have the solutions. Like sometimes I've got solutions to my problem, but you always want to like offload and then somebody provides another
rather
solution.
Rather offload. I like what Dinelle said. Offload after.
Offload after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, my problem is my problem because
house. Personally, na ake advise a mutu. Atleka kama tata hai. It is based on my mood for that day. Advise ki mfang yona today. I say lungu rinka mfang yona tomorrow. Based on the circumstances that I'm facing on that day. You understand? So if kili mutu o happy with what I'm having on that day. Kita mlela obviously positive stuff. If atlele antosikili narikinalizaka. Kita mfang advice enar. So it's not always advisable for people to be going around asking for people for advice. They must just sit down and have a moment to themselves, introspect and do all those kind of things. I think the answer will be louder, you know. Yes, yeah. It's tough, but I always get the best out of silence.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Indeed, David, good morning. How are you, my brother?
Because of Robert and the parents. You are only one pay homework, car motunal nakwa
high.
Yeah, we pay homework. I kilo tila kanche so koto hamo kitile kayo no ki we ne meleke tin because of some of the guidance you don't have.
Aish, marawazwa rojwang hema tata u shebile mona. Ey, tuwa ibi reiki.
Ya, neke kwa sako department nyeo, some of matata kwa u shebile, baba mbatia rupu, baipolae, ababule. Ya, I lost my friend, uchunte msari wa kake, aichunya leena. Why, I understand? Ena kumkena kaka, unalish, ababule. So, neke tamo, nalilote general tselo utlwa di bolela di u bakile mathata go be west practices gona dilotse le go ntsona tselo re o tlamele o dile le tsona mo ile go bophelo ba gao mele o botse but if gona di guidance like friends and family
yeah
utlwa ba sharp boss why I understand
okay
because of gona ma out a re bolele but boss sister ba gona o bolela
exactly
abana di savana ba rona ga i David wa tse ba nna ke motrapa ke a motlapa ebile ke motsholele ga tatagile but rona ma out re bolela ka dipolo fela nje fela re bolela ka mabiala re bolela kang a re bolelo go ntlong wa go yo mnate ba feta re bontshaneng ke di department ngata but some of the things prati rapela o tshepe modimo o kaele o boeletsela
thank you.
You know the trauma of being disappointed, but that is one very big reason why some, maybe even myself, tend to not ask for help when the help is, you know, required or can be used. When you think I've got this person or these people around me that I can go to with almost anything and be like, guys, nah, I need a hand here, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You get a no, or you get an I can't, or you get a I'm not in the space where I can help you type of thing. That disappointment sometimes hits so deep that you get traumatized and you never go back to ever asking for anything of that sort. So yeah, the fear of disappointment is a big contributor to why people can stonewall.
And exactly to that point, exactly. Mutating hormona, are tlhakane for the drinks first to be there. Marahari, Emona, I need a shoulder. Oh, who? Mpumelelo, hi.
Hi, Tete Mpwili.
Welcome, my brother.
Hey, man, it's long time, eh?
Welcome back.
yes, Tete Mpwili. You know, how is it happening now when we have problems?
Yeah.
Can I hope sometimes, or you know, you're taking out to
Evamos. Yeah.
So you've got this little hope or what much from calling someone genuinely ask you, are you doing okay, kita chusa kai, you know? So at times, sometimes lava to baba on our way to lang, they decide to keep quiet also. And sometimes we just need you to reach out to an oriman, which I am here. Let's talk about it. Let's tackle it.
And I give another one about it, no, I've got to Kennedy Tabata Motu. You know what I mean?
You know, that's why I always ask, not if you're my second, am I just Motu or am I your friend?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sir, get up about you from in your second.
Good feeling, my bro.
You know, it's always us, the ones that are always there for people, always even offering solutions
yeah.
for people's problems. And when the tables are turned, We literally don't even reach out. I just feel, Jorge, you tend to be so comfortable in being the provider of assistance that you end up not knowing how to receive assistance or ask for assistance. The sad part is it even gets worse to the point where you end up even being suicidal in the midst of a serious problem.
I guess that's the point I'm talking about, where the stress, sometimes the problem you can solve, others, they overpower you. They get so overwhelming, you don't even know what to do. Sipati, hi.
Hi, Mr. T, how are you?
I'm good, welcome.
Good, thanks. Hi, Mr. T, nakia bolela shem. Akiba to bangwana shwela motharing. Akere sotho sera ha sa butla shwela motharing. So I have na le di problems. I go out hore whether ha ke fetse ho bolela mathataka, wena tso sala bua ka nna. I ke tsa hautse.
Oh,
ke ya bua ke kope thuso ke khone ba right.
Because the kind of problem most people have, or, hey, is my problem going to be only mine or is now going to be a societal issue?
It's
about gossip, you know?
Well, like about gossip, but ho salang ke tsebatla ke tshotse thuso, ke be ke le right ke fodile. So ke tsa house e tla be le wena o le shipeto o sala o ntse o bua ka di ka mathata a batho o ketse ka re wena ha ona ona mathata. Because ka ofela rona rena le ona mathata Mr. T.
But let me ask you this, do you know who to go to though?
Yeah, I've got a friend that I go to.
Okay.
And sometimes I rata me with the friends li age group ya rona fela. Sometimes tane o batle le batho beng kareng ba hodile nyana ka tsebo ba tla o guide right. Ba ka se o lahle isi Mr. T.
Thank you, Sipati.
I'm that person, Mina. Mina, I always want to see other people happy. I put my interest in the last, you know, ang sizabantu in whichever way I possibly can. From church to family, friends, and so forth, neighbors. Some don't even bother to thank me, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
But in a problem, whenever Mina, you were thinking in, even if I try to get assistance, I get judged, I get criticized. So I've decided, I'll keep everything to myself. No matter how painful, no matter how severe my need, and the situation, no matter how dire, I keep it to myself. You know, I have been going through a lot, and recently I've almost committed suicide. I've had so many pressures and so many things. I still have, you know, but I cannot go out there and share with anyone, not even with my kids, because I don't want to hurt them. But I realize that Mina, when I have to receive or get help, nobody bothers. Instead, people misunderstand me and they judge me. So for that, I'll die alone.
Whew, that's painful to hear. Heroes die lonely. Tato, get hold of Peace and see if he needs help, assistance, professional help, and then maybe let's connect him to other people, yeah? Because I think that he needs to talk to someone.
Ain't no me.